Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
We're not good hosts, are we?
Absolutely awful. So, how do we?
How do we do?
Welcome,
progress?
Like, welcome to hi, us.
Welcome to What in the Wattpad?
Welcome to What in the Wattpad.
Oh, where did Jess go?
Okay, bye then, hun.
That's fine then.
We were supposed to start this at 8 and now it's 9. But do you know what?
Whole hour later.
Love being on time.
So welcome to What on the Wattpad. My name's Ellie.
I'm Rose.
And Jess has left because she's just stupid.
Okay. So we really have no plan for this.
Really, we're just improvising.
But the thing is, we don't really have a plan for anything, so. And
they just got a row of it.
Yeah, and the best conversations are the ones that stem from absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Keep on dropping stuff.
Why isn't Jess on the call? There she is.
Dad, how nice of you to join us.
My dad called me.
What happened, Jess?
My dad called me.
Hi. Why?
He was asking me if I signed into my email about an hour ago, and I was like, yeah.
Is it to make the account?
You are.
Was it to make the account for this?
Probably, actually. Yeah. I mean, I've used it a lot earlier, so anything.
Wow.
But well, how does he have my email?
Maybe he's got both of our emails, Jess.
It's kind of scary. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of scary.
Okay.
Anyway.
Where do we start?
Literally.
Where do we start?
Yeah, carry on.
Basically, we're going to be reading Wattpads. Not on the...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not on the part.
Okay, let's write the last word we've all read so far today. No, this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't read any today.
Yeah, neither have I.
I have all.
The last one I read was that one. What's that one?
Oh, we know.
Duplicity. Duplicity.
Oh my god, yeah, saying twins. I found a podcast of this girl and she literally just talks about duplicity on it and I listened to it for so long today.
Oh my god.
And
that's sick.
I found my people.
That's so cool.
And I feel at home, I'm not gonna lie.
You feel comfortable. Aww.
Yeah. But I need to this girl put on a story that she downloaded Wattpad and I was like, really sorry, hun, but that's not gonna work for me. Because she's a Harry Styles stan. I was like, if she comes to me and asks me for Harry Styles fanfiction recommendations, I'm gonna give her like really bad ones from like 2014.
Unfinished ones.
Yeah, like really, really bad ones.
No smoke. Kidnap people.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, I'm such a gatekeeper, I know, but I really don't care.
You go girl.
Yeah, you go girl.
Thank you.
But I only got up to like chapter. Like,
when I was doing my art today, I set up my phone camera and I was just talking through the entire book to myself. And I've deleted the recordings now, but like, I was just bored and I just wanted to. So I
what,
did
you go over the whole plot?
Yeah, it was like 45 minutes long.
Oh my god,
two 45 minute long videos while I was doing my art. And to be honest, it was really therapeutic. And
yeah, I can imagine,
I can imagine,
but it was great. I loved it. How's you? What? What's your one called? Jess.
What one?
The
what she's writing or the one she's reading?
Writing.
Oh my god.
More than friends.
Even I knew it.
Yeah, literally I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, more than friends.
Basically Jess is writing a Nathan Young fanfiction.
Nathan Young? Is that his name?
Yeah.
It's his name in the show, yeah. You don't know it, it's Misfits.
Yeah.
Little Irish boy.
Yeah, little Irish.
Yeah, Robert Sheehan.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I want to marry him.
I swear I will.
You actually need to watch Misfits.
I will. I'm gonna get round to it. You will give us a story, and it was so good.
Read it. Oh my God, I haven't watched it yet. Is it worth it?
I loved it. But the thing is, basically, the girl, this girl called Cassie, I literally only watched it for her because literally everything in my life revolves around Wattpad. But in this story that I wrote, the main girl was Cleo, and Sydney Sweeney was who's the girl who plays Cassie was like the face of Cleo, and I just couldn't see her as anything else. But it was. It was very good. I enjoyed
it. The fanfic you wrote.
The fanfic I read.
I thought you said wrote as well.
I think you did say wrote. Like, when did this happen?
It feels like, when did you write a fanfic?
I'm not going to write a fanfiction. Maybe, possibly. I don't know. I think
that... Like, it's hard.
Like, I prefer writing.
I don't know, because then you have faces to, like, use with. But then, to be honest, even when I'm... Like, I don't see faces for like even the characters I read, I don't really see faces for them. Like, I just see them as like a faceless. I've lost my AirPods. It's like just disappeared.
Oh my god, it fell down my hoodie.
I think it's fell down my hoodie. No, seriously, it's gone. Wait, I genuinely can't.
AirPods do just run away.
Literally, where do they hide?
Oh my god, it's gone. It's
like missing. A week and it is behind my bed.
Where the fuck is this AirPod gone?
Language. Do you have one in your
ear? Oh, not allowed to swear.
No, no, we can.
This is not a joke. It's not here.
Wait, do you have one in at the moment? Oh no. That's so sad.
Bro, this is not okay.
You've got a lonely AirPod.
How can it disappear down my hoodie? I'm so lost.
Oh my god. Is it in your hood?
Shake your body.
I don't shake your body.
No, my hood's off. What? Wait. Give me 1 second. Let me
try. Oh my god, I found it.
It was.
Oh my god.
Well
done. Well done. Maybe that's no very piercing about it.
That was like an actual. That was like a proper but everyone's just on staying
in intense moment. Yeah.
It's getting intense.
It's slipping out your ear.
They
don't want to be here.
Okay, oh my god. But
now. You get like cellotape.
I tied it with my hoodie string.
I didn't know you could turn off your phone and it'd still be working.
Oh yeah, that's what's happened to mine. But I really need to answer this Snapchat and it just won't let me because it'll disconnect me. So I guess I'll just have to be antisocial for a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like take it out.
I have loads of messages I haven't opened from like a day ago.
Okay. Should we talk about something really controversial now? Okay, let's think of a controversial topic.
Should we talk about what we talked about the other day, about the snowflakes?
Sexualizing Harry Styles.
Yeah.
No, and then that oh my god. That went into, like, talking about Christians and everything. Like, that was a good gateway into, like, the entire topic of religion.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, guys, what we were talking about was how there are Harry Styles fans that obviously...
want to cut his hair.
I would buy him.
Yeah,
this is the thing, as part of a Harry Styles fandom, there is like three types of people. They are the Larrys who ship Louis and Harry. Then there's the I want to braid his hair and go on a picnic with him, Harry's. Then there's the I want to get railed by him, Harry's. And do you know what? We all have like a common denominator. We all like Harry Styles, but just in different ways. Some people like him in a gay relationship. Yeah. Just some people like him in a platonic way. But the people who like him in the platonic, like the ones who want to braid his hair, I'm just like,
yeah.
So, you know, when you go for a picnic with him, are you not expecting that to end up in sex? Like, I'm just. I'm really a bit lost.
What are you expecting to come out of that?
Literally,
you can't just go.
I'd be a bit disappointed if I went on a picnic with Harry Styles and it didn't end in sex.
Same.
Or if
he asked me to braid his hair, I'd be like, "What is this? Are you friend zoning me?"
Literally.
Like, who do you think I am?
Who do you think I am? Wait, are you a Larry shipper, bro?
Larry's terrifying the life out of me. They were going on, so Louis has this kid, right? They're like, that kid is not real. Like, it's a fake, it's a prop. That child's a prop, it's a prop for publicity.
A prop?
They were like, look at this.
He's a paid actor.
Look like him. I'm like, whoa. Take a breath.
Imagine if he actually was like a paid actor, like the baby was. It's just a dot.
He's just gonna grow up, go on the internet, and just look for his DMs, and it's gonna be like, Harry Styles is your father.
Like, what? Like, no, he's not.
Terrified.
Don't think he is.
Literally, so. And then like, there's this color called Louis Blue. And then if Harry Styles wears anything that has, like, this colour in, they're like, oh, my God, it's a sign. Oh, no. He needs to save him from his management. His management is holding him hostage. Simon Cowell is holding him hostage. I'm like, whoa. He's, like, 27 years old. Yeah. I think he can handle his own.
Yeah, literally. That's what we talked about the other day as well, about the ones who don't like him having sex in that movie.
Oh, my he's an adult.
Like, he's usually older. He's older than the people.
He's
older
to be your dad.
He's like 10 years older than you.
Literally. He can literally be our dad.
No, he couldn't.
Wait,
he'd have to have you when he was like.
No, he couldn't.
7.
10. First, it'd be when he's 10.
Old enough.
Yeah, that could be possible.
Not in an ethical way.
Actually, maybe not. Maybe
in a legal way.
He could be our brother.
Your older brother.
He could be like your cousin or something.
Yeah. Imagine being cousins with Harry Styles, though.
Can it be your uncle?
Oh my god.
That'd be like such a flex.
Literally.
My uncle's best friend's niece is Georgia Smith, and I say that to everyone I meet, and I've probably already said it to you multiple times.
Who's that?
You don't know who Georgia Smith is?
I don't know who she is either.
It's so embarrassing of you.
Who is that?
She's a singer.
What does she sing?
I don't know. I don't know what she sings, but I know she sings
flex.
Songs.
Oh, really? I hope so.
No, I don't. I think she's
a nursery rhyme. That's to the song girl.
It's like, red lights and the spotlight. Oh,
I'm blaming the sound. Wait, that's a boy, isn't it?
That's Michael Jackson. Baby's Day Out. No, not Baby's Day Out. Daddy Daycare.
Oh my god,
you guys. Have you ever watched Madeline?
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's about the little French girl called Madeline. And she gets kidnapped by the circus and everything.
I don't think
oh my god, that movie is my childhood.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Cheaper by the Dozen?
No.
That's our childhood, isn't it?
The movies that were my childhood was
and Malcolm in the Middle.
Baby's Day Out, which is about this baby in New York, and he gets kidnapped, but then he like gets out.
Why is it all about?
Wait! I think I've heard of that. We've definitely watched that.
Yeah.
Madeline.
Is he, like, actually a baby? Like, he's actually a baby?
He is straight up a child, and he gets kidnapped by the photographer.
I'm like...
That's so wrong. And he's following the book, and that's how his family find him.
I feel like I've seen that. I feel like I've watched that.
I'm in the mood to watch Cloudy and a Chance of
Cat in the Hat was my child.
Cat in the Hat was my child. I've never watched that, and I really want to, but I'm kind of scared of the guy.
It's actually scary. It's actually like a dream.
It's actually quite scary. Like, I used to be scared of
I watch it now, I feel like I'm high or something.
Oh, you know, everyone says that Coraline.
I feel like being high and watching it would be pretty
cool. Have you watched Coraline?
Yeah.
Everyone says that that's terrifying, but I really don't think it is.
It was when I was a kid.
I don't know. But I was still terrified of Jaws. I still haven't watched Jaws all the way through because, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I watched, like, the first 5 minutes.
I just remember this story of my cousin who was on the way on holiday and he was watching it on the plane and then, you know, he was watching Jaws and the shark came up and he was like, screamed on the plane and everyone just turned to stare at him. And then he had to go the rest of the plane and fight with people thinking he was...
Oh, my God. On the plane, I watched Us, I think it's called.
No.
Yeah. And it's like, have you watched it?
What's it about?
Basically, like, this family who come to the woods, yeah. right, for like a little family, like, I don't know, yeah. holiday. And then they look outside and there's like a actual replica of their family, like a clone family of them, and they come to kill them. Oh my god, it's the scariest thing I've ever watched in my whole life. And I was on a plane.
And Ellie was watching it, weren't you? And then I tapped you on the shoulder and you jumped out your skin. I did. It was so scary.
Are you allowed to watch 18 on a plane?
I mean, they can't really stop you.
I know, because imagine if you're just looking over at someone and they're watching like 50 Shades of Grey or something.
Oh, or, like, my god,
I'm a toddler.
Then, yeah, like, the
oh my god. And like, no, your mom.
Like a toddler sat there watching it.
Or like, your mom's like, oh, are you watching?
I'd die. But
oh my god.
I don't know, the last horror movie that I watched was like, I think it was like Truth or Dare. But that's one of my favourites. It's not really horror.
Is that
though.
Good?
Yeah, really good. I really wanted to watch that for so long. Yeah. I really want to watch. Oh, I'm going to watch a horror movie after this, actually. But like, yeah. Netflix have bad horror movies. Like, they're not really good.
Literally.
Trust me.
Like, The
so
Babysitter.
Bad. Yeah, and then everyone's like, oh my god, The Purge is so scary. I really don't think it is. I wouldn't consider it a horror movie.
It's a bit intense. It's intense, but not scary.
But it's not scary at all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Nothing really happens in that, does it?
No. They, like, kill people. No.
They're just kind of outside the house.
What would you do if you're in The Purge, though? Mm.
I'd literally...
Ooh. I'd stay in my house.
Yes.
And
yeah, everyone's like, I would go kill my math teacher because she gave me a bad score. Like, no, you wouldn't. You would stay huddled under your blanket. No. Scared of the world.
Literally. Like,
I would not leave the
There's
house.
No way I'm leaving Either. My house.
Literally, you literally could die as soon as you leave the house.
Literally, but, like, to be literally. Honest, if everyone... We're all saying this, so maybe other people think the same. And maybe just nobody could be bothered to go out and kill people.
Literally, everyone yeah. sits there.
Yeah.
It's over.
No, like, but some, like, oh, no one. Some crazy psychopath with a gun would be out.
But we, but the, no, oh my that's God, the difference between like, us in America. Houses. Because America, yeah. like, there is guns. They're just yeah. like, oh, it's so easy to kill someone
I'm
in America,
I'm so scared of it.
Whereas... Oh my God. I watched this guy on TikTok who was like, let's see how smart Americans actually are. And they were on Omegle. And they were asking the Americans questions, which is like, how many countries are in the UK? And they're like, London? And I'm like, really?
What the hell?
Why can you, how can you say that? Literally. Wait, what do Americans do in school, though?
That's my question. And then they were like...
Do they even learn about
And
the
then
UK?
I also watched a video which was like, influencers being the most embarrassing people in the world. And it was like,
oh, yeah,
do you remember My Life
well.
Is Eva?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh
my God, like yeah. what's the song? Literally, My Life is Beaches, there is. Yeah, oh basically, my God. It was like, what's the biggest, who has the biggest border with the US? And the guy next to her was like, Canada, which is right. And then she was like, Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you dumb?
Oh,
are you
oh
just
my God.
Are you dumb?
Oh my god, that's actually that embarrassing.
Literally.
Like, if I was gonna... See, this is my thing. If I was an influencer, like, I wouldn't be putting myself into these dumb situations.
Literally.
Like, do you remember when the Hype House members, like, went on, like, on the TV, and they were like, no, we just want someone god. Who's, like, hardworking, and I'm like, how much work do you actually do?
What?
Literally. They just dance
just
like, do a yeah. whoa.
It's not even dance, is it? It's just like man. A bit of movement.
Yeah, I miss the old dances. So.
If I did, by chance, become an influencer, I wouldn't go on
Neither.
Shows and stuff.
Because
you're
just making...
literally avoid the yeah. press. How embarrassing
like,
would
Hollywood
that be?
Fix. What the literally. Fuck is that? Honestly.
Literally.
That's
so messed up, man. But they just follow these
yeah,
teenagers
I was watching a video which
questions.
Is, like, Hollywood Fix, like, being creepy. And they're going up, they're like, mm-hmm. Charlie D'Amelio, mm-hmm. Charlie D'Amelio, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? What did you, what, I'm like, why?
What the hell?
What? Why would you want to know that Literally, as well? Like, what's the point?
I don't know. And how
would you get out of
that? I see that you follow around teenagers for a living.
Teenagers,
also, I
literally.
Like, ridiculous. I think it's really toxic because it's just, like, kind of, like, not building on but like it's like fueling hatred toward like fueling hate towards
yeah
influencers.
Yeah
you guys were
and also influencers
yeah
yeah also influencers they say the wrong things all the time and especially when they've got a camera in their face so they're obviously gonna say something mm-hmm. bad like you know when Noah was like yeah we need to take a break like obviously like that caused
oh,
things
when he said that My gears literally. Were grinded. And I was not happy with that.
Have you
and
seen...
that's how people get
Do you know scandals. Who, like, the Four Freak Show is?
No.
It's, like, do you know who Claire Drake is? I've
definitely heard of her.
No.
Basically, oh, she's just a TikToker. But she's got into a couple of scandals, some may say. But she made this song, and she's singing, she was like, I think the lyrics were like, I'm hot as the Holocaust, or something like that. And people are like, why the fuck did you make a joke about the Holocaust, number one? And number two,
why did you bring that into a song?
The only excuse is, I'm 15 years old. Like, mate, I'm 15. Oh, I'm 15, God. I know more than that. Like, you...
Literally,
at 15, you know what's going on.
Like, you learn that...
You can't even use
that. In year A about the Holocaust. Like, it's not like it's some big secret.
I mean, Americans
you know,
might not.
Like, you know the situation.
That's so bad to say that.
I know. But...
That is so...
What gave her the right to say that? Like, why
like,
does
I
she think
she can use being 15 as an excuse. But then I still
also,
don't think
also,
should... send hate like that much hate to a 15-year-old
yeah
because that could
yeah,
fuck you up for life
yeah.
like the things
literally yeah. at 15
but also didn't her parents like listen to the song and be like that's not right
yeah that's what I'm questioning about
yeah didn't someone in the producer area
literally.
Like wait
that's what I'm questioning
right.
about literally
why
didn't
happen? Not one person think
you know
it
how Charlie D'Amino's parents like allowed her to go to the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
I'm just
that
like,
is ridiculous
do you want your child to get death threats. Like, just use your brain,
man. Literally.
Obviously, that's
I
what
bet,
can go
I
down
bet
well.
There was an argument. I bet there was an argument.
I bet there was
I bet
well.
She was being really, like, moody. And then...
And then I bet Dixie just, like, was like,
Dixie
I'm an adult
literally
now,
speaks
so
like this.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't really wear makeup. I'm like, where Because I was watching a Vogue video, and she was like, I don't really wear a lot of makeup, but when I don't, it's the day that the first girl will find me.
I saw that.
It kind of reminds me.
It
you know what it reminds me
ears.
Of? Like whales in
yeah.
cartoons. Like
I
whales
know,
in cartoons. And like, you know
Phineas
what,
from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my
I
God.
I feel like Charlie would be like Candace. Like she'd be like, Mom!
Oh yeah, yeah.
Phineas,
I don't Wait, you know that, the thing with Dixie when it's like that Vogue thing
yeah.
the makeup thing it reminds me of that Noah Centineo thing
no
you are what you do wait
oh. It matters not what you've done
with what you've done
what you've done to help others
it's not what you've done but what you do with what others what you've done for others
he says it matters not what you've done but what you do with what you've done
that was really
to help
good.
Others.
But, like, his Instagram,
KJ Appa from Riverdale, they are on the same wavelength. Like, their Instagram,
yeah.
they just look like they're tired of working this,
wait,
like,
wait.
Disney Channel.
Who's this?
Yeah, literally.
Like, what? Who's the girl? Who's the girl? Which one from Riverdale?
Which one in Riverdale?
Like, Betty.
Oh, Betty, yeah.
You can tell the Riverdale cast are tired.
Yeah.
But, like,
no, they
want to
move.
So much money.
I don't fit in. And I don't want to
be a dog.
I wear this hat.
In this, like, in the new season, which I haven't watched, which I might watch just to make fun of it, I think Jughead, like, dies. Like,
really?
I think the show dies.
He probably came up and was like, listen, guys, I don't want to be
yeah.
anymore, so please, can you
like,
write
they
my
imagine they all say that.
They all come up at the same time.
No, just slowly
guys,
one by one, all the main characters
the
get killed off. Until it's like...
in the episodes.
In one
it's
episode.
Like Reggie is the only one left.
He's just there.
Here's to Ronnie.
Like,
and
I've only ever watched like the first five episodes.
Last
maybe.
Season was honestly
four
good. They should have stuck with
off.
Like the whole like murder mystery thing and not go to bloody like
the
cults and like what?
What the hell?
Literally,
the hell,
I don't even
man.
Think they knew where this show was going.
They were just like,
no.
They're just static.
Yeah. They run out of ideas and just start throwing them in.
Yeah, I guess as a writer, it's kind of hard. You have to like think
yeah,
of
but
something
you can
new.
You can tell when like the like the people who write the shows run out of ideas. Because my sister was trying to explain the storyline of Grey's Anatomy to me, and she was like, well, this girl's a lesbian, but she had a baby with this one who also married that one, but is actually married with this one. So her mom is like, I'm like, what?
What? What the hell? Sorry, I couldn't watch that.
Long, so I don't, like, I understand it would be
15.
Yeah.
16! Wait, 16 or 15? 16.
What? What?
Either way, it's too much. I thought 18
literally,
was a vampire Diaries of a lot.
I know, 16. But, like, how long are the episodes? Like, honestly, that long? Like, you can't without it sounding dumb.
Literally.
But no. I'm...
Wait. How long are the episodes?
Like, 5 minutes long.
What?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
But I think...
Ridiculous.
People
love it as well, don't they?
I really hope, like, actually, the same thing doesn't happen to, like, Stranger Things, where Stranger Things like goes really bad after the later seasons.
Yeah, because season three ended like quite well.
Yeah,
I
know. Because everyone was hyping season three up to be like the worst. Like, oh, it's gonna be so bad. Because
I
thought
it was the best.
Yeah,
me too.
Mainly because I just had a crush.
I think
on
the
Robin.
First and third was the best. She is so pretty though.
I had a crush on Steve.
Yeah, me too.
And Jonathan really looks like Harry Styles.
Do you know what? I
B-tech
version. I really didn't care about the rest of season three, to be honest. The only storyline I care about was Steve, Robbins, and what's the little guy getting Marazzo? What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gay.
I think it's a gay, then.
Gay.
What's his name?
Gay is his real name,
yeah,
isn't
what's it? Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Yeah, if someone...
Justin. I don't like this Susie girl, though. No. I think she was part of the bad side because she held them up at the end, didn't she? Because she was like,
but that's only after.
But where is she from again?
She's the guy's little brother.
Utah.
No, not the little one. You know that the mirror of you.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing. I'm sorry about that.
And like everyone had the
oh my god
in her face.
With the guy with the slush.
Lorenzo. Oh.
Oh my god, I think that is his name.
Or is it Enzo?
No, Enzo's from Enzo. But I thought Enzo was from Vampire Diaries.
That's what I thought.
I love Enzo in the Vampire Diaries.
I don't know.
Character after Damon.
I haven't got
Wait, who is your favourite wait, your favourite character?
My favourite character was Bad Catherine. I love her.
You like her?
Catherine, Klaus, Caroline, and Damon.
I hate her. I hate Catherine.
Elena was the worst character in the show, and I stand by that.
Oh,
she's so...
literally.
I don't watch Vampire Diaries, and I
she's
don't
like...
I'm like, get out.
Everything's about me. And I just don't understand how she can make Catherine. She can play Catherine, which is a character that I absolutely love. And then also Elena,
literally,
which is
how
a character that I really hate.
Both of them.
That's talent right there.
Yeah, literally.
That is actually
so that just shows a good actor.
Do you like Klaus though? Do you like Klaus?
I
haven't got that far yet, so
I love him.
Isn't he? I've seen him in Originals, but I haven't watched it, but like I've seen him.
I was gonna try to start Originals.
Same.
But like you know, like I was only there for Klaus.
Our friends watching it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I bet we need to change subjects.
Yeah.
What are some trends on TikTok? I love the trend at the moment. They've got the shoe on the phone.
Oh my god.
And get me like darted.
Oh.
That's so good.
That's
so a Draco one.
I really want to do it, but like I don't have like any clothes to wear before it.
I don't look cool enough in the second one. I don't look cool enough in the second one.
Yeah, I would look really weird.
What's her name? Abby Roberts. Not Abby Roberts. Yeah, it is. Have you seen her? The girl who does makeup.
Yeah.
Her and her sister.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love them.
Literally.
And they did this, like,
they have so much talent.
They did this transition.
I wish I was that good at makeup, man.
Did you see their Twilight one?
They did the transition where, like, she stood in front
so
and
good.
She spun around.
That was so
good. Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's so good.
I know.
Like, what talent, man?
That was so...
Actually, I wish I could do makeup.
Same.
But the thing is... I can't see without my glasses, and to do makeup you have to take your glasses off, So it's really not practical for me to like do makeup at all.
Have you ever wore what you call it? Contacts?
Yeah, I wear them for football, but like I just don't. I look a bit like a rat with them, and like that's not. I like it. Just my face proportions look off because I've worn glasses like my entire life.
And I feel like it's just awkward to put in.
To be honest, they're actually not that bad to put in, but I'm always scared that like
really easy. I always probably be like really.
When I first started putting them in, I used to like cry in front of the mirror because I just could not get them in at all. I used to be like, "Dad, they're not working."
But to be honest, they're fine.
It's only when I'm in a rush.
I get you though.
It'd be a bit of an effort to put it in every day.
If you do it too many times, then you'll just never will. Like the more times you fail putting them in, then sometimes I just have to give up because I know they're not going in that day.
But. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I did that with most things. Yeah, so everything said well.
It doesn't go in the first time.
I'm not doing this anymore.
It's in bed. You're like about to get out of the room. And they're just like, I can't breathe.
Now it's time for the section. No, we need to do it. We need to do a little
song.
3, 2, 1, say welcome to the section.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the section.
That was so out of time. Okay, I'll go low and someone go medium and someone go high.
I'll go medium. Okay,
3, 2, 1.
High.
Welcome to the 3, 2, 1.
Wait, I was really low.
Someone start first anyway.
I'll say join in further later on. So I'll go, welcome to the...
Wait, can I be high?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Wait,
you're starting out in your eyes.
Are you okay?
Are you doing it? Welcome to the set.
Sorry.
Okay. Wait, I was going to say the whole line.
I say welcome, and then you join in when I'm like at the L.
Oh.
You join in when I'm on 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I say come.
Yeah, you can say come.
And I'll say sex.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the section.
You lost it.
Killed that. Yeah, we killed that. Oh my god, like literally focus on VIP. Like, yeah, we're world tour, baby.
Anyway, welcome to the section.
Sorry.
Yeah, deepest to you.
So when is it going right?
Section when we end up talking about sex.
I don't remember what you were saying.
Just give up.
Just walk out.
Just give up.
I give up, babe.
And he's like, what? We've just done
like,
it.
Like, what?
It's like, yeah, but I still give up.
I was in Euphoria. There's this girl, and her name's Kat, and she's done this, like, online thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically, there's this guy. I'm not sure what his name is, but he was paying her because he, like, had a crush on her over the internet. She was... And basically, he just had, like, a full... There was a lot of dicks in Euphoria. I'm not gonna lie. There was a lot of dick pics coming out.
Really?
A ton. Mm. But, okay, do you know what I was thinking? Right. Isn't it weird how...
I have to watch it.
So, what rating is Titanic?
12.
Does Titanic 12. Show her boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in a 12, you can show someone's boobs, right?
Yeah.
So, what is...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after we collided at 15, and you can see his full ass, right?
Uh-huh.
So then at 18, you can see people's dicks, right?
Yeah.
So can you just never see someone's vagina on the internet, on in a movie?
That's what I always think.
I don't think that's allowed.
I don't think you're allowed
Yeah,
to.
I think it's, like, illegal.
I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah, that's what I always think. But you know when you have, like, sex scenes?
Like, why?
Yeah,
I
mean. Do, like, the girls wear underwear?
Yeah, they wear, like, nude underwear. But, like, better
that's
be really nude.
Interesting, isn't it? Literally. Or, like, you probably, like, it sounds really weird, but, like, just, like, a string with no... Oh, but how would that work?
Literally, especially,
if you see, by the
if you
day.
Especially if you see their full ass, like, how you wouldn't be able to...
Also, how in 55 Degree, how did that even happen?
Literally, how uncomfortable must you be? Like, he was like, ass up, baby.
Like, they must have had sex. Yeah.
I love Margot Robbie. I know she was voted like the most ugliest person or something. Like ugliest actor.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
But there's how, man?
Literally, who's thinking these?
Who decided that?
But this is what I was.
Who?
There's like multiple actors that look the exact bloody same as her. Like what? Maeve from Sex Education.
Literally.
Oh my god, they could be sisters. They could be sisters.
You
said they're sisters. Yeah, Maeve
could play Margot's younger
Maeve could play any movie that Margot is in.
Oh my god, yes.
Literally.
She could be Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you hear about Emma Stone being in this movie? Oh my god, what's it called, man?
Yeah.
You know Cruella de Vil?
Oh, yeah.
Her origin.
I love the villain origin and movies.
Emma Stone.
Like, Maleficent
playing...
was class.
It's like
Maleficent was so good.
I haven't watched that.
Oh my god, it's incredible.
We haven't watched that. We watched someone react to it, didn't we? Yeah.
I love the YouTube videos when they react to it.
Pretty good.
Literally.
Like, I watched this girl from like videos. Trin.
They're my favourite like videos.
She was the best.
Mm.
I don't know who that is. I watch a guy called Dylan.
We watch...
Dylan O'Brien,
pretty
much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in theory.
Literally.
No, you know what?
Someone else is interested in it.
Stuff? I could never do that because when I like something, I want everyone to like it.
I
genuinely have to get everyone to like it.
In theory,
I'm like,
everyone watch it now. I'm like fine with people liking stuff that I like, but when it actually gets to it, I'm like, really sorry, but that's my thing. Like, it's.
Sorry, but like that was mad.
Yeah, like I won't say it right out to them, be like, you're not allowed to read Oedipus tea, but like, I don't know.
Is it Eamon Ernest?
No.
It
needs to come out as like a series.
And then
are we allowed to read Oedipus
tea? It needs to come out as a series. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is so good. I'd be like, you haven't even read the book.
Imagine if it comes out and then no one's read the book.
What I feel
and then they're like, it's my favourite thing.
That's what, like, After, people who are fans of After would,
like,
that's what they feel like.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everyone, like, is obsessed with Harden. They'll be like, well, you didn't even read the book.
You should have, if you read the book, you'd like him first. But I liked him first.
We know, the book was better than the movie. That's what they always say.
We know Harden.
We know Harden.
You don't.
It's like, what?
We got in first person.
Yeah, we actually did have sex with him. You didn't.
Did you? Did you read about it?
I didn't think so.
Did you watch a PG 16 in a movie?
Then you don't know what Tessa's mum's maiden name is, do you? But you don't know that.
I bet you don't know really what happened at this bit.
But okay. You don't know that Harden likes to watch Disney movies in his free time. But you didn't know that.
What's his favourite Disney movie, yeah?
Don't know that.
You're
a
fake fan.
What's his favourite food?
He needs coffee in the morning.
You're a fake fan.
Page in a book.
People are like, what size?
What's his favorite
what
line?
What size is his penis?
From
Harry Potter. What's a star sign?
When's his birthday? And what time was he actually born?
What hospital was he born in? And what's the nurse that delivered him?
And what's the nurse's husband called?
I just like. What's the nurse's maiden name? What's the nurse's star sign? That's a piece of lie.
Help me. How old was the nurse? Yes, you didn't know that, did you?
It's literally me. Like, I know I do that, but like, it's fun to make.
Oh my god, we just please took the mic. I don't. I probably
But the thing.
No, but the thing is, I don't know myself.
I won't do it. Internally, I will be like, well, guess what? You won't know this thing that happened in Duplicity. Like, I would never say it to someone because I don't want to be like. I know.
Yeah.
I think in Duplicity. They need to make it a series so they can fit everything in instead of like cramming it all into one movie and missing out
really
on
imagine it.
Details.
So I read this other one called Stall. I don't think that would be able to make in a movie because that's like, oh my god,
too much happens.
How big is your Draco Malfoy?
Pardon.
Welcome back to the section.
How big is my Draco Malfoy?
Why? How big is your joke about fanfiction? Like, how many words is it?
Oh, 150k, 15k, I think. But that was before the last few chapters, so probably like 120.
Basically, the Bible is the Bible is like 783,000 words.
What?
I have read fanfictions longer than the Bible.
On the Wattpad.
I have.
You've read fanfics.
I'm sure we've all read fanfics that are longer than the Bible, and that scares me.
Oh my god.
Like, what? Yeah. This is really how we spend our time.
Yeah. Really, through the Bible. I wonder if there's sex in the Bible, like, actual.
Well, I don't think so, because basically, we were reading this, like, Bible story for Ari, and this girl literally got stoned to death because she had premarital sex.
Oh. Wait, what stoned are we on basically about? like getting high.
No, smoking. No, drink. Like people got stones.
Oh god, smoking
joints. Stones and like threw them at her until she died.
Oh my god,
she got that stone. She got stoned. Oh, hi. But yeah, she and overdosed. Then Jesus just sat there.
What?
It's true. I think Jesus was like, we all have made sin. We all have sinned in our life. But yeah. I really don't think there'd be sex in there.
Yeah, no. I feel like they would talk about, like, penises and stuff. But they probably wouldn't ever speak about...
Yeah, in the Bible, I feel like they talk about, like, penises and stuff.
What? No, I swear they definitely do.
I don't know.
Have you read the Bible?
I read the children's version of the Bible, which is like the simplified version, because I have to.
Yeah, I think I have.
But like,
I used to have the book about animal sex.
I think I actually do.
Don't you think it's weird that people believe that Adam and Eve
are siblings? All related, so like we're all siblings.
So we're all
literally.
Like we were monkeys.
Yeah, I think we're monkeys. Yeah,
that's what I believe.
I think I've already asked you the question, and I'm like, I've literally asked you it on our walk. But do you know who God's mind is?
Yeah. God's what?
Yeah. Oh my god, we know.
Oh my god, I think it's like Brittany and Cody Noel. Brittany and.
Oh,
Kristen. Bethany and Kristen.
Bethany.
And Kristen.
Oh my god.
Basically.
Yeah, Bethany.
That is one of my favorite videos on the internet.
I did a literal.
That's my comfort video.
Literal U-turn.
I did a literal U-turn.
Literal!
Is that what you said?
Our next podcast. We need, like,
I love Cody Go
Noel. Oh my god. Okay. Do you think Noel
You said Noel Santa Claus's name.
Oh my god, but yeah.
Don't you think Noel is hot though?
Like French.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're not thinking.
And I think Cody could. I do.
Cody literally looks like
Cody is okay.
He looks like an ad. He looks like.
Yeah.
No, neither.
No, I thought I liked it, but now I'm kind of scared. But I feel like he'd ride a motorbike.
Their podcast makes me laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been leather jacket. Yeah, I tried to watch it.
They go into
their podcast.
You can't watch their podcast?
No, I don't know what it is.
I can't tell the difference between their voices when they're talking together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually can't. Like, on the podcast,
really?
After this, listen to their podcast without looking at them, I can't even tell who's talking. That's such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
No, I think you have, like, really distinctively different voices.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
I don't know why I said really.
A lot of people sound about the same.
No, I don't think you sound the same at all. I think you sound, like, properly.
What do you think's the difference?
Okay, both say hi. No, both say hello, my name is.
Okay, hello, my name is Jess. Oh wait, what's about to say my name?
Yeah, now
hello.
I think Ellie, hello, you have a high voice. Ellie.
Yeah. You know what's really weird though? When we did this testing, Ellie got a really low voice and I got a really high one.
I've got a
low female voice.
I used to be properly insecure in my voice because I used to think I have like a man voice.
No, I don't think I have a man voice. At
like,
all.
Oh my god, why do I sound like
you know
like
the
this?
People who like.
Literally, neither
like the girls who are like, oh my god, that's so crazy!
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
I hate those voices.
I really want a raspy. I don't know what voice I want.
Nah.
She sounds like a boy.
I love her voice.
Really?
Yeah. I think she always has voice cracks, in my opinion. Yeah, in my opinion.
Like, it's not a fact.
I just said, that's my opinion.
So,
like, I don't know.
But you know the girls with, like, a proper high voice? Like,
I don't want to, like...
Yeah.
I hate the word because people have just, like, ran with it and just use it when it's not...
You know, like pick me girl.
Wait, you hate what word?
The word pick me girl. I saw this video today on my For You page, which was, like, girls with the name that starts with A and ends with an E, and the sound was, I like pick me, like pick me, like pick me, like pick me. I'm like, how are you going to call a girl who has two letters at the end of her name a pick me girl?
Literally like, people are really stupid.
Some of them aren't even,
literally.
And some of them aren't even, like, right.
Yeah, a girl, you know what I mean? When a girl says she likes maths, pick me, like pick me, like, I'm like, what? You've heard this word, like, once and ran with it.
Like, literally.
I don't even,
it literally
annoys me so much. Oh my god. But you know what's really sad though? That's really sad that girls, whatever we do, we're gonna be called some sort of girl.
That's what,
like,
I'm
if
doing.
You like video game, a bra girl.
I'm doing my,
if you like
speech on.
If you like makeup and stuff. Yeah, if you like makeup and stuff. Oh
yeah.
You're such a girly,
like,
girl.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Like, maybe so you're basic. Like, you're just doing that for boys' attention, aren't you? Like, maybe I
it's
just
like, no.
Maybe I like paint Minecraft.
Oh yeah,
maybe
you just did that for boys.
Literally.
Maybe I like playing Roblox.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I just like Roblox.
That's what
maybe I just like speedrun. Yeah, maybe I just like shooting people in GTA.
It's like an impressive guy.
It's like running over people.
Hit me, like, hit me, like, hit me.
But yeah.
And, like, all, you know, like, all the girls that are, like, that, like, wear, like, like, the popular girls, they always, like, say, like, the indie girls are pick me girls, but, like, we're really not. Well, I'm literally not really an indie girl. I don't know what girl I come under anymore.
I don't fit in.
I don't even know who I am.
Yeah, neither.
I'm everything.
I think
best of both worlds.
Am I a man?
Am I a
or am I a
muppet? No, I don't know this guy.
I'm a man. Okay,
wait,
what
song voices is it?
Man or a Muppet?
Wait.
I was thinking,
oh, wait, I'm singing
in the Muppet. Maybe.
Like, on TikTok, it was like, am I a man? Or am I a rat? Am I a rat?
Oh, yeah, it's like the rat version of that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, anyway, basically, so I saw this Minecraft YouTuber, Wilbur. And
I've heard about him.
Yeah. And then he did a video, and he was saying about, like, oh, like, teenage girls can't like anything without being made fun of. Mm-hmm. And he got praised to the high lords in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you joking?
Oh, for God's
sake. I've been saying this for
so long.
He
made one point.
Literally. Or that trend when people are like, hey, yo, look at my girl's nudes. And then, like, close their eyes. Like, okay, bare minimum. Like, what do you want? Do you want a medal?
Literally,
like, I really
the middle. Do you want to
have a blowjob?
Like, what?
Like, what are you asking for?
Like, I don't know what they're expecting us to, like, get down on our knees and be like, praise you. You are the most incredible, like, thank you, Lord.
You are now God.
Yeah, like,
you're now we,
yeah, but
now
you just
you
start
are God. We all
literally
live you now.
And then if, like
they get praised for
and, like,
the bare
voice
minimum.
Says, thank you. If a boy says thank you, all the girls like, oh my God, he's such a king. He's so cute.
Like, oh,
literally.
Manners.
You.
I know. Everyone's going to say thank you.
I know everything we say is, like, links back to Wattpad, but I've noticed that
that's
a lot in, like, fanfics where, like, the guy, like, is a murderous killer and is horrible to the female main character. And then he, like, says, like, sorry for being a dick. And they're like, oh my God. Oh,
but
he is the man for me.
He literally said sorry for being
a little bit. He tried to kill me 5 minutes ago. What are you doing?
Literally.
It's so I hate it, but I kind of love it.
I hate it so much.
Boys can do anything.
Don't.
No, boys can do
anything. Because
and get praised by girls.
Okay. I watched. Basically, today, this girl, she on TikTok, she was saying, like, she made a comment about men being annoying or something, and then in the comments everyone was like,
Why did you feel that? To any man watching this right now, you are loved, and you are, and I'm like, funny how,
oh,
I'm the most misogynistic person ever to walk his worth, and as soon as someone flips it back on you, you then be all like, you are ruining mental health, you are breaking down people's confidence, like, as if,
oh, literally,
don't comment, yeah, one wipe and it's all off on girls' posts.
Literally, yeah. And like,
oh my god, I like, hate that comment. Like, I hate that comment.
Girl I've ever seen.
Literally, like, one wipe and it's all off. Like, yeah, why would you spend so much time doing makeup and for you to look the same?
That's my question.
Literally, yeah.
That's like the point of makeup.
Literally, why would I do makeup to make you look better? Like, before putting makeup on?
Why would I spend hours doing this? That's so right.
And oh my god, yes. Yes, oh my god.
Same. Yes, oh my god.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch. You're gonna have to cut out
all the awkward silences.
Yeah, literally. That's just my thing.
Oh, you have a thing. You're such a pick me girl. You have a thing.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not.
Whoa,
you're
wait. You have a thing.
Oh my god, you're such a pick me girl.
You're just doing that for male attention.
No way.
Yeah, oh my god, man.
I really am.
Okay,
like, what the
hey,
hell?
Don't even. Get back to the kitchen.
Matches. Yeah. What are you probably doing?
I don't know. Kind of burning some paper. I'm so fast at the house.
I'm doing my art.
Witness her burning the house.
That we're talking right now. Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Same, like,
I can hear
like little pens moving in the back.
Sorry for the
background
noise.
Guys, I low-key need the toilet.
We're gonna
burn it.
How dare you?
Yeah.
We should finish it now, actually.
Am I your woman?
Because it's been an hour.
Or am I your rep?
So thank you guys.
Our first episode.
Thank you guys for listening to What in the What Pad.
Yeah.
We're doing a better anyway. This is our first podcast.
When we start these, yeah, we don't have a plan.
We just
for what we say.
Like, when we go on walks, when we chat.
Yeah.
We should.
And
just little topics we recommend things we talk about.
So that we've got something.
Imagine if we actually had fun.
If we have fun.
Like, full on people.
Literally. Yeah.
Full on people.
That'd be weird.
That'd be cool.
Anyway.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah. Anyway,
thanks.
Probably
for
didn't. If you got this far,
you better.
Hopefully you'll come and see our next podcast.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Anyway, okay. Thanks for listening.